The technique used to produce Dolly and other cloned animals is an extension of 40 years of research using DNA from non-human embryonic and fetal cells. Before this demonstration, scientists believed that once a cell became specialized, a liver, heart, udder, bone, or any other type of cell, the change was permanent and unneeded genes in the cell became inactive. Dolly's creators demonstrated that nuclei of an adult animal's specialized cells can be made to revert to non-specialized embryonic state, thus restoring the ability to give rise to any kind of cell. Explorations into how cells revert to an undifferentiated state may provide insight into the process by which cells become cancerous. Using the same technique that produced Dolly, researchers have cloned a number of large and small animals, including sheep, goats, mice, and cows. But scientists remain uncertain about whether genetic changes in the cells used to obtain nuclei will lead to adverse effects on the health of the cloned animals.